I'm going to be real bold here and say that if you don't have this thing, you will not achieve your goals. I know, that's such a bold statement. But hey, if you're not familiar with the show, I'm Angela Barnard. This is the Intentional Mind Podcast. We're all about helping you intentionally design your life. And this episode involves an ingredient that you need if you're going to intentionally design your life. And I was inspired to share it with you because I recently heard a message on integrity. That's what we're talking about, self-integrity. And it really woke me up. And it got me thinking, like, am I a person of self-integrity? Am I? So basically, what self-integrity is pretty much you doing what it is that you say you're going to do. And I can think right off the top of my head of so many times that I have said that I was going to do something, like I made a promise to myself and I don't follow through. And I've heard my coaching clients say this to me, like, I'm really good about doing everything everybody else wants me to do. I'm really good at that. But when it comes to doing the stuff that I want to do, that's important to me, I struggle with that. And what that really is, guys, is it's just a pattern that you had. You have a pattern of showing up for other people and neglecting yourself. So it just has to be a little reprogramming that's done. That's it. Whatever you practice, you get good at. So how can we practice getting good at keeping promises to ourselves? There was a study that was done at Harvard with a professor, Dr. Michael Jensen, and basically it was on self-integrity, and they looked at people who, you know, made the promises to themselves and actually followed through, comparing to those that made a promise but didn't follow through. And they found that those that did follow through, that held that self-integrity, that they were 300% more productive, like their outputs, 300%, and sometimes 500%. And you can even think about it like in terms of finances, that like they made 3 times, you know, more income, or 5 times more, if you want to look at it that way. And to me, this study, I love studies, but it's kind of like one of those things like you're like, well, duh. If you do what it is that you say you're going to do, like you're going to be more productive. But when you think about it in terms of like even finances, it puts it in a different perspective. Like, what are we missing out on because we're not keeping our promises to ourselves? We're not showing up for ourselves. You know, we might be missing on income, on producing the things that we want to produce because we're just not keeping the promises. So I don't know if you've ever struggled with this, but I have struggled with being a person that says yes to a bunch of different things in the moment and then feeling really overwhelmed and frustrated that I committed to all these things and then beating myself up about like not being able to follow through and blah, 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 like all this drama about it when it's like, okay, Angela, step back. Why did you say yes to all these things? One, you realistically can't handle all of those things. And two, do you even want to do all those things? But in the moment, it's like kind of where the people-pleasing stuff kicks in. And I think for a lot of us, we can be so busy in our lives. Like there's so much going on. We're handling so much that in the moment, we just respond quickly and we can be like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll do that thing. And then what happens is we say yes to things and we forget that when we say yes to something, we say no to something else. And are you okay with what it is that you're saying no to? Oftentimes, the thing that you're saying no to is you, or it's to your family, or whatever it is, because you're going to have to take time from something to follow through with whatever it is that you say you're going to do. Or you're going to be the person that's not able to follow through with all the things. And then later you feel bad because you start to be like, oh, I don't want to be that flaky person. And but I said all these things, but I can't do all the things. And now I'm frustrated. Or you start to resent certain people or certain things because it just triggers more stress for you. It makes you think of more things you got to do when you already feel overwhelmed. I don't know if you've ever dealt with that, but I know that I have. And that is, again, being someone that is not living with integrity, with self-integrity. Doing the things that you promise yourself or that are important to yourself. It's something to think about. I think a lot of us too just kind of learn this behavior from other people in our lives, that things that have been modeled to us. I know that for me, my mom has always been someone who like says she'll do something and not do it. And it's caused a lot of hurt in my life, to be honest with you. Like, I have so many sad stories about it. We won't go there. But, like, just promises that she made, and you're like, you get excited, and then she wouldn't show up. And it was so hurtful. But I want you to flip it on, like, yourself. Promises you made to yourself and not showing up, and how hurtful that can be. And how sometimes we picked up this behavior of saying yes to all these things, living without integrity, and then, like, that's not even who we want to be. We just picked up this behavior from someone else, maybe in our lives. Or you might know someone who doesn't follow through on things. They don't finish projects. So it's just something to think about. All right, so real quick, let's look at some simple things in our life. Like, how many times have you said that you're going to work out? Maybe that you're going to plan your day. You're going to drink more water. You're going to eat more healthy, right? And you don't do it. So when it comes to your goals, I really want you to think about this. How can you be a person that lives with more integrity, that actually does the things that you say you're going to do? Well, one, you got to plan for it in your day, hands down. You got to figure out when you're going to do it. But I want you to think about, where would you be in not just five years? You always hear that. Where would you be in, where do you want to be in 5 years, or where do you want to be in 10 years? But I want you to think about, where would you be in just 90 days if you kept breaking promises to yourself? Kept not doing the things that you say you're going to do. You'd probably be in a very similar situation to where you're in now, or maybe even declining in some ways. But what if you kept the promises to yourself? When you said you were going to do something, you followed through and you did it. I guarantee you, you'd make so much progress in 90 days. You'd be so proud of yourself. I've been practicing this, like keeping my promises, after I've been intentional with my day and my week. And I'm so proud of the progress that I've been making. But it's a constant thing I need to keep practicing, because it's so easy to shift back into being that yes person to everything, to shift back to falling off of the habits that I've developed. So you have to be intentional with it. But just the takeaway from this episode is to think about how you can be a person of integrity more. What does that look like to you? How can you just be impeccable with your word? You say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. How can you keep that promise to yourself? All right, just a quick little episode for you. I hope you have an awesome day. Talk to you soon.